Woodberry Complete Beauty Cream. It's newer than cold cream. It's better than cold cream. Woodberry beautifies your skin as it cleanses. Woodberry Complete Beauty Cream brings you direct from Hollywood the noted RKO producer, Harriet Parsons, reporting up to the second movie news while her famous mother, Luella Parsons, is on vacation. You'll also hear Miss Parsons' special guest,
Jack Benny.
I was coming to that.
Oh, pardon me.
You'll also hear Miss Parsons' special guest, Jack Benny. And here with the latest Hollywood headlines is Harriet Parsons.
Hello from Hollywood. Here's my first exclusive. Preston Sturges, the brilliant director, admitted to me that there is trouble between him and his wife. However, he has no plans for a divorce and says any such action will have to come from her. My second exclusive. Angela Lansbury and her actor husband Richard Cromwell have been living apart for 3 weeks. But Angela insists the separation is not permanent. She tells me her heavy picture schedule, Dick's illness, and no help sent her home to her mother and Dick's mother home to him. Another exclusive. Peggy Cummins, suffering a relapse from a recent flu attack, collapsed yesterday on the Forever Amber set. This is the third time the huge production has had to close down because of Peggy's illness and nervous exhaustion. Well, the very first prediction Mother made on this show has come true. She said Ann Baxter and John Hodiak would marry, and their engagement was announced Wednesday.
Chalk up another one for Ma.
Eric von Stroheim, Jr., son of the meanest meanie of the silent screen, will soon wed Mary Alice Jones of the 20th Century Fox casting department. You can shelve those rumors about a breakup of the Martha Scott Carlton Alsop marriage. Martha withdraws from the Broadway cast of Voice of the Turtle on June 1st and joins her attractive hubby in Hollywood. On the other hand, there'll be no reunion for Joe DiMaggio and wife Dorothy Arnold. She's the one who won't play ball. So many queries have come in about the private life of James Mason, star of the British film The Seventh Veil, that I cabled London and got the following facts. 35-year-old Mason has been married for 6 years to the beautiful Pamela Oscar, whose father heads one of the big British theater circuits. She handles all his business affairs and is also an author, having written a book called Ignoramus, Ignoramus, which Mason illustrated.
Well, for goodness sake.
Here's a surprise. Who do you think will be Charlie Chaplin's leading lady in his Bluebeard picture? None other than Martha Ray.
Well, open my big mouth. Didn't she just say last week she wasn't coming back to Hollywood?
She sure did, Marvin, but a lady's agent can change her mind. And a lady can change her father's mind, too. Harold Lloyd's 21-year-old daughter, Gloria, has finally persuaded Papa to okay her movie career. She'll make her debut as Merle Oberon's rival in Belladonna. Mrs. Artur Rubinstein, wife of the concert pianist, is expecting the stork this summer. And Mr. and Mrs. Paul Getty are on the long-legged birds calling list for August. He's the multimillionaire oil man who figured in the Charlie Chaplin paternity case. And she is Theodora Lynch, cafe society singer, who made her movie debut in The Lost Weekend. When Bob Hutton returns from New York Friday, he will ask June Haver to become the next Mrs. Hutton. His divorce from Natalie Thompson becomes final in 4 months. Leo McCary dived in his swimming pool the other a.m. and came up face to face with a shark. Leo looked the shark in the eye and said, "One of us is wrong." P.S. There was a shark, a dead one. Some neighbor kids had brought it home from the beach and dumped it in the pool as a gag.
And now for our editorial feature, with some member of our listening audience speaking his or her mind. Who gets to go on your mother's Woodberry soapbox tonight, Harriet?
Tonight, the soapbox belongs to Melva Watson of Washington, D.C. She says, quote, "There should be a board of critics to censor rigidly the type of pictures being sent abroad. Most of the trouble in the world is caused by lack of understanding, and Hollywood isn't helping in the least," unquote. Miss Watson then goes on to say that millions of foreigners who see our pictures are convinced that the South is crammed with moonshiners and revenuers, that the Indians, cowboys, and rustlers are still battling in the West, and that Hollywood is a place with a $1 million racetrack behind each little star's 65-room shanty.
Well, Miss Watson certainly spoke her mind in a constructive way.
Yes, Marvin, and I'm sure she'll be glad to hear that Hollywood's top executives are well aware of this problem and are taking steps to correct it.
Next week, the Woodbury Soapbox will again be open to our listeners. If you want to speak your mind about movies, address your editorial to Luella Parsons, Editorial Department, Box 1000, Beverly Hills, California.
While I try to figure out what to say to Jack Benny, Marvin Miller is going to talk about a lovely new star.
Girls, have you seen the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Beverly Tyler? Believe me, Beverly is one special heart-lifting reason critics are applauding that A.J. Cronin movie, The Green Years. She's lovely. And though Beverly Tyler keeps plenty busy at MGM making pictures, she says it's easy to keep a radiant complexion right around the clock. How does she do it? Well, girls, you can have Beverly's Angel Smooth Skin Care. It's Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. One wonderful cream for complete beauty care. So, girls, if you want to look as smooth-skinned as lovely Beverly Tyler, follow her simple beauty plan. Here's how. Bedtimes, cleanse your skin Angel Fresh with Woodbury Cream. Then swirl on a fragrant film of Woodbury for a beauty treatment overnight. Let Woodbury's four rich oils soften flaky dryness, soothe tiny dry skin lines while you sleep. Next morning, you'll wake looking younger, prettier. Then you'll want Woodbury again, just a gossamer veil to keep your makeup clinging angel smooth right through the day. For the Woodbury wonderful skin of Hollywood stars, start now with Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. Your complete beauty care around the clock.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as our guest star tonight, may I present Jack Benny.
Hello, Harriet.
Hello, Jack.
Well?
Well?
Yes, sir.
Yup.
Look, Harriet, inasmuch as you asked me over here to be your guest, don't you think you ought to start with the interview?
But, Jack, I didn't... I guess it was Mother who asked you to come over.
Yes, yes, come to think of it, it was. By the way, how is Luella?
She's much better, thank you.
Good, good. I sent her a box of candy, you know.
Yes, Mother told me. But you shouldn't have done it, Jack. Mother ate the whole box in 1 hour.
All that candy? Gee, there were 117 pieces in the box.
I know, but Mother's awfully fond of Sen-Sen.
Well, I'll send her another box tomorrow. Nothing's too good for Lolly. Or should I call her Luella?
I don't know. What does Mother ask you to call her?
Miss Parsons. But I'm really one of her dearest friends. That's why she asked me to be a guest on this program and be interviewed. Now, why don't we get started with it?
Well, I'd be glad to, Jack. But this program is devoted to motion pictures, and you're a radio star.
Well, Harriet, if you had a picture star here, you'd ask him how he became a star in pictures, and he'd tell you. So ask me the same thing about radio.
All right. Tell me, Jack, how in the world did you ever become a radio star?
You don't have to ask me that way. And put your eyebrows down. How in the world? Now go ahead, ask me anything.
Okay. Now, Jack, you've been on the radio quite a number of years, and I'd like to know which one of your numerous shows you think was the best.
Well, I don't know, Harriet. It would be a little too hammy on my part to answer that. After all, I've done so many sensational shows. I think it would be much more modest for me to talk about the other radio star instead of just bragging about myself.
Good. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions about Bob Hope?
Of course not. Bob's a nice kid. I don't mind answering a few questions about him.
All right. Tell me, Jack, when did Bob get his first break in radio?
I'm glad you asked me that. Hope started for his present sponsor in 1938. I remember the time clearly because it was the year when my program had a sensationally high rating. And my sponsor gave me a bonus because of the wonderful programs I had. What's next, Harriet?
Well, how long has Eddie Cantor been in show business?
Eddie Cantor? Well, he started his career exactly 36 years ago. I was 1 year old at the time. I remember distinctly because my mother entered me in a baby contest, and I won first prize because of my long golden curls, my big blue eyes, and my dimpled cheeks. It was at the state fair. My mother entered me instead of a jar of mincemeat. Anything else, sir?
Well, tell me, Jack, what would you say is Danny Kaye's greatest asset?
His boyishness. Of course, most women prefer the more mature type, like Charles Boyer and myself. You see, Charles and I combine a rare mixture of sophistication, intelligence, charm, and extremely good looks.
But I was talking about Danny Kaye. You know him well, don't you?
Oh, of course. In fact, he was on my program this afternoon.
I know. I heard him. He was very funny and got some very big laughs.
I know. He won't be with me again. anyone else, Harriet?
Well, just for a change, let me ask you a few questions about yourself.
No, I'd rather not talk about me.
Then how about Bing Crosby? What do you know about him?
Crosby? Well, Harriet, I'd like to tell you a very interesting sidelight on Crosby. I first met Bing when he was singing at the Coconut Grove. I was having dinner there one night with Mary. She was courting me then. She found me irresistible. I got it in that time. Anyway, we were married the following year, and 2 years later, we had a little sponsor. So that started me on my radio career. And from then on, I got better and better.
Wait a minute, Jack. What about Bing Crosby?
Oh, Bing. Well, he became one of my most ardent listeners, like millions of others who tune in every week just to enjoy my wonderful...
Pardon me, Mr. Benny, but it's time for the commercial now.
My wonderful programs, which everybody...
Jack, Marvin wants to do the commercial.
Oh, yes. I was so busy talking about Crosby, I forgot myself. Can I tell the rest of the story after the commercial?
Well, Jack, after the commercial, Harriet has to give a few last-minute news flashes.
Oh, well, then I'll drop in again some other time. I better run along now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Marvin, before you do the commercial, give me that phone. Thank you. Hello, Mother? How are you? That's good. Say, Mother, did you ask Jack Benny to be a guest on tonight's program? Oh, he asked you. When? Oh, when he sold you that box of Sensen. I see. Well, I just wanted to know. Goodbye, dear. Marvin, would you please talk about Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream while I get myself calmed down?
I'll be glad to, Harriet. Probably the first beauty requisite on any woman's dressing table is a good cleansing cream. Well, girls, for a cream that cleanses marvelously, a cream that gives you beauty extras besides, try Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. Favorite cream of so many glamorous Hollywood stars, Woodbury is newer, better than cold cream, actually more beautifying. That's because Woodbury contains four rich oils to soften and smooth your skin with each cleansing. Yes, this one wonderful cream is a complete beauty treatment. That's why, in tests of Woodbury against high-priced creams, hundreds of women preferred Woodbury. They reported Woodbury cleanses better. Woodbury leaves skin softer, smoother. Yes, girls, for around-the-clock loveliness, get Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. Sizes from 10 cents to $1.25. Remember, only Woodbury contains Stericin, constantly purifying the cream in the jar. Ask for Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. Now, here is Harriet Parsons with last-minute news.
The Edgar Bergen baby is expected this week. That's the reason Edgar and Charlie McCarthy rushed right back from New York after receiving the Peabody Radio Award. Mr. and Mrs. Elliot Roosevelt returned to the coast Friday, but as far as the former Fay Emerson is concerned, movies are out. Virginia Weidler's brother George is secretly married to Doris Day, the vocalist with Les Brown's band. They were married 3 weeks ago in New York. In half an hour, Jack Benny will be godfather at the christening of the Robert Cummings baby. I wonder if they really invited him.
Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream. It's newer than cold cream. It's better than cold cream. Woodbury beautifies your skin as it cleanses. Next Sunday, Harriet Parsons will again stand in for her famous mother, Luella, and bring you the latest news direct from Hollywood. Until next Sunday, then.
This is Harriet Parsons saying that's all for tonight. See you next Sunday when our guests will be RKO's famous casting director, Ben Piazza.
Our music is by Jan Savitz. This is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for Woodbury Complete Beauty Cream.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.